So Juanita Sherwood is Senior Lecturer and Academic Coordinator at Wurundjeri Indigenous Programs at the University of New South Wales. And we're going to introduce your session.
Thank you for having me. And firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the country we're on today and the elders past and present. I'm going to try and be real fast. And when I got asked to do this on hands-on experience, there's lots of ways I thought that I use experience in teaching. And so I'm going to say that firstly I use, because I've been working in Aboriginal health and education, my own lived experience and my own professional experience in teaching. And I think when I teach Indigenous and non-Indigenous students, and we do that at Ngarrigilli in our undergraduate, minor and master's, it's really important to contextualise the content that I'm providing through the, and my own experiences and stories sort of make things come alive from the content they're reading and that they have to digest. And it's a good space and place to be able to, I find, hand up me in a sharing space that makes it a safe space for students to feel like they can contribute back. If we sit down and I try and build my teaching and learning around a respectful, connective, collaborative process where I'm sharing my own experiences, then I feel that I've opened up the space for students to effectively contribute and share their learning experiences. So my way of teaching is about trying to provide a safe space. It's about trying to provide a space where we, and if I look at it from an ethical perspective, it's an ethical space where we can have a dialogue together. And it's not about trying to undermine other ways of knowing, but it's about showing that there are multiple ways of knowing. And so I'm trying to take students on a decolonising learning journey, and that decolonising learning journey requires a critical reflective practice. And again, not only do I offer that opportunity in a classroom, but I've made it an accessible assessment tool where students are required to have a critical reflective journal approach to speak about their emotions that Gary talked about today. It's about building the academic critical theory level, digesting the dialogue that I've handed out in readings, and digesting the shared experiences we have in the classroom. So it's a really strong collaborative and participatory approach in the way I try to teach and ensure right up front through protocol development that it's a safe space for everyone to share. I've used this quote because the best way for students to learn about Aboriginal history and culture is to listen to the experiences of Aboriginal people. And I think that is really what I've been trying to promote and provide those experiences. But I'm also trying to provide a space where people feel that they can actually question, ask silly questions, ask the things that they're not sure about in a manner that's safe, and answer and be responsive to those questions in a safe manner. There are two particular courses that I've been running that I think are really sort of strongly based on experience, and they are an Indigenous Cultural Heritage Management undergraduate course for third-year students and Indigenous Research Methodologies Master's course at Ngarrigilli. The Indigenous Cultural Heritage Management course is based on a number of seminars and a field trip to Wreck Bay community. The seminars, and I think leading from where Gary was talking this morning again, is I try and work on students' experiences of uni, because we're taking them on a massive shift. And by third year, students have been used to the talk and chalk. Lecturers walk in, tell them how to think and what to think. And I walk in trying to provide an opportunity for them to think and provide an opportunity for students to respond to the input that I've given them. So I've shifted from a lecture process to a seminar process where there's a lot of discussion and it's very participatory and I mark people on participation. I have made it formal enough that it passes our educational approaches to assessment and teaching. But it's an opportunity where students do feel that they can be open, and they've actually said that quite a bit. The critical reflection activity in this course, I thought I'd put some student feedback on that, because I think it's, I show that it's, you know, it is hard. They have to actually explore their own emotional issues around the course and put that down, connecting to their readings and the discourse and what they've participated in. The most important one academically is that it made them do the readings because the reflections are based on the weekly readings as well. It gave them a chance to reflect on what they learned and put it together, and it did bring their personal context into it. And students felt that it was an open forum where they could safely speak their mind. If they didn't feel comfortable about doing it in the classroom, they could do it on paper. And it was an opportunity for them to reflect on how they were thinking and feeling. The second part of the course was taking 23 students just this semester down to Rec Bay. And we arrived on the Friday afternoon and left Sunday. We met with community members who greeted us on the Friday night, talked to the students, and of course everyone was paid for this. It's a really good partnership. And it was father, son, nephews, and a whole lot of people that came to talk to us on the Friday night and share dinner with us. Saturday they took us to the Rec Bay's got their own botanical gardens where they're building up traditional medicine and plants, etc. And took students through that. It was a cultural heritage management course. The students were really interested in the concept of biodiversity. Our big focus was on global warming and the impact on Indigenous cultures from that heritage management perspective. They really engaged in the experiences that were being shared with them, with the community, but it was very hands-on. It was very well informed, and it backed up everything that they had received during their seminar sessions, so that they felt like they weren't asking silly questions of communities. They felt that they were actually comfortable enough to sit down and explore with elders what were the issues, and people were very frank and open with students at the time. And I think the most important thing was that it actually taught students about thinking differently. And that was the journey I wanted to take them on, that they had to realise that there are lots of ways of knowing and that there isn't one truth, and it was about trying to build an opportunity of appreciating the importance of Indigenous knowledge systems within Indigenous cultures. The next course is an Indigenous research methodology course. And my own perspective on Indigenous research paradigms has been that research has done a lot of harm to Indigenous communities. And I believe that not enough is done within the academic sphere around how to do culturally safe research and to make sure that communities are involved. There's a lot of rhetoric around education, there's a lot of rhetoric in health around involving and involvement of communities. But when it comes down to it, and it's been sort of like 10 years of my experience, is that when we're in the community doing research, our knowledge are dismissed. It becomes a painful experience and it injures communities. So it's really critical for me that if I'm going to talk about Indigenous research methodologies, that I make sure that this approach is meaningful for our communities firstly, and that the students have an appreciation of what is safe and what isn't. And a number of students that have come and done this course have been practicing research within the university sphere. and believed that they were safe researchers. And by the end of the course, they turned around and said, oh my God, we didn't know what we were doing. We did this all wrong. So this course was about building students' knowledge around not being able to go out there and do research, but realise why Indigenous research methodologies are really critical to shifting the current research agenda and informing the academic system. They're also about trying to engage the students into becoming a community. So rather than going out and visiting a community, they became a body themselves as a community. And again, the class had to set protocols around safe and responsible behaviour and how they would work through Indigenous research approaches. People looked at, through throughout the course, there was a lot of readings on collaborative participatory research. Critical reflective practice, again, was part of the tool I used, and it was a very effective tool for shifting. You could see, and students said at the end of the course, they could see that they had shifted their ways of knowing. All right, it's 2 minutes, sorry. And student feedback was pretty positive, and the students felt so positive about their shift of thinking around how research was done in communities was that they actually wrote a paper about the process. And that's what I wanted students to think about, that there was a process and that they were part of that process. They became a community. And for some students, they actually said, you know, we were very concerned about going out and doing research. You know, we were really scared about it. And through their process of protocol development and being safely led through this journey, and it was their own journeys, I asked them right at the end, you know, if you were feeling fearful about this, how do you think communities are feeling when they don't have this backup? They don't have the support systems that we've created in this classroom. They don't have the university that, you know, protects them through ethical rhetoric, basically. This is an opportunity for students to actually live as, and they become not only the participants within a community, but they become the research themselves on themselves. So they are researching their own reflective practices and their processes of being a community. And I think that will hopefully build a safe research practice in Indigenous research. That's it.